I'd like to do that before.
What other heroic deeds have you done?
Well, one time I don't know, I was probably 17, 18 years old. And the Turner Apartments, they was owned by a widow woman. And they caught fire. And they was burning there, and come down there, and the building next to it was the cafe.
Yeah.
Rick Langford had a cafe in the building, and it was about 20 feet from the building that was on fire. The firemen came and they couldn't get in the building to fight the fire. So this cafe, they put a ladder up and then a ladder that hooked over the top of the there, but the building had a steel roof. It was quite steep. Got it up there and none of the firemen dared go up. They just flatly refused. Finally, one older fireman, he said, "I'll go." And they said, "Oh, you're too old." And that fire was coming through the roof there now at that time. And it had four apartments in it, the building.
We were thinking, Adam,
so it might be fun to see. Finally, I stand there watching. I said, "Well, I'll go up." And they said, "Well, you can't go alone." I said, "You can't handle that hose. You know, it'd be a hose full of water up on there." And another young fella said, "I'll go with you." And we took the hose and went up there, and they said, "You ready?" And said, "Yeah." They turned the water on, and a few minutes we had the fire knocked down to where they could get in the building to mop it up. I come down off that ladder, Brick Langford owned the cafe, and he come up to me and he put his arms around me. I thought he was going to kiss me. He says, you know, kid, he says, "That's everything I own there, and it would have earned up." He says, "Anytime you want in my cafe, something there, you come in." He says, "It's yours."
He's pretty grateful.
He was, I'll tell you. But I don't think we've made the Wasatch wave.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of disappointing for a real hero, ain't it?
For an act of heroism like that, you bet.
Yeah.
Did you tell him about how your dad ran the confectionery?
Yeah.
Dad
had the confectionery there across the street. That's how he made his living. He'd average about 16 hours a day.
And
7 days a week.
So did he make the goodies there too?
Huh?
What did he make the stuff that he sold to?
Well, no.
Just bring
they used
in,
to have like a bakery there, but he didn't make it. When he first started out, he made his own ice cream there, and in the winter time he'd store ice. In a nice house, we'd cut the ice off the mill pond and take it down, put it up in there, and cover it with sawdust.
How long would it last that way?
All summer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it, all the ice on the mill pond, it used to get, sometimes 18 inches thick.
Mm-hmm.
Winters used to be a lot tougher than they are now.
Hmm.
I've seen 36 below zero in Heber's Eddy.
Wow. I saw that in Finland, but not around here so much.
What did you do?
Hmm. Yeah.
He sold penny candy, too.
Penny candy, yeah.
All right, we'll see you in a few hours.
Pennies won't buy anything anymore.
Casually.
Not that I know of.
Gumballs at our house.
Are you out of here, Adam? See ya.
More or less of a nuisance anymore.
Love ya. Bye. Love you guys.
Destroy your pocket out if you put them in it.
Yeah.
That was a good part of his business during the Depression, wasn't it?
What?
That was a good part of his business during the Depression years.
Yeah.
What's a confectionery?
No, during the Depression,
candy shop.
Things really shut ice down cream. On what he was selling.
Tire
nail. Yeah, I don't think he'd have made it through that van, been from his sister. She went down and she worked through the afternoons. Help him in the evening if he had to, on dance nights and stuff.
So he gets jealous, huh?
A little bit.
Don't lick me. I remember on the 4th of July, boy, the 4th of July was a big deal there in Heber.
Yeah.
At one time when I was young.
He likes lotion. I just put lotion on my hands.
And he's running out of ice cream. Figured he'd run out of ice cream. He sent me down to Provo to Chasey's to get some ice cream mix. And he had what they call a fountain freezer there. I went down, got it, and took it in and started to freeze ice cream. All in about 2 hours.
That's true.
Yes, I hated the clerk there, but I done that kind of stuff for him all the time.
Yeah. Just running errands and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
And his little
piano
group.
Oh, isn't that cute?
You served in the military, too.
Yeah, I served in the military.
Let me see her picture.
How old were you when you entered?
Yeah, I'll email it to you.
Well, I think I was about...
Just flip through to see you.
22.
There's several, so...
About 22, huh?
22 or 3.
And that was during World War II?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a tour of the South Pacific and the view of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw combat, but...
Which service?
If Harry hadn't dropped the bomb, I think I would have.
Yeah.
We was in the Philippines. I joined an outfit that was...
Which branch?
Huh?
Which branch of the military did you serve in?
I was in infantry.
In the army, huh?
Mm-hmm. Regular army. And we was in there training for the invasion of Japan. Good old Harry.
Yeah?
There's a pretty good one. I think it's the second to the last one. It's all right.
Any memories about that you want to share?
Well, one time I was on guard duty there.
That's
There was a big old building there that had
fun, huh?
I don't know. I figured they were anti-tank plates or mines.
Mm-hmm.
They were about like that, about 4 inches thick and big as a big plate.
Mm-hmm.
And they were stacked right the ceiling with them in there. We was told, don't let anyone in there.
Because those are live, right?
Yeah. I was there. Any young Japanese fella, I don't know, I guess he was in his mid-20s.
Gingerbread
house. He come along right. One day and
so you can see we got.
Was headed toward there, and I called him Japanese. They told us what Holt was.
Mm-hmm.
I called that out, and he stopped, and they'd always smile and bow at you.
Mm-hmm.
And he got up, started in again. I told him again. And that happened 3 times.
It's kind of fun.
And he started in the third time, and I threw the action on my rifle, and boy, he spun around and he had his back the way he come.
Yeah. He knew you meant business then.
I don't think I would have killed him, but he wasn't going in that building.
Right.
If that's what it took, I would have. I would have killed him.
Hmm.
I couldn't see spending 30 years in Fort Leavenworth.
Yeah?
Federal prison.
That's what happens if you disobey orders, yeah, huh?
Probably. That was what the orders were. Don't let anyone go in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Another time over there, we went into a... When we first got there, they had put us in some old wood barracks. They'd been using for Japanese, and they was just about like these old barns around here. And when it's winter come on, why, they moved us down to a Japanese naval base.
Oh.
Down on the ocean. We was stationed right on the top in the island of Honshu.
Mm.
Farthest north. And... it was getting fall and late. I went in there. I don't know what it'd been doing, whether it'd been out on guard duty or not, but I went in and I was quite tired and I went right to bed and there was 3 guys that were sitting around. They had a little stove in there.
Mm-hmm.
They was sitting there and finally one of them pulled out a little pan and started frying some eggs. And they had the eggs there just a sizzling in the pan and the officer of the day come in. And he seen that and he says, "Whose are those eggs?" Nobody said a word. And he pointed at him, "Those your eggs?" "No, sir." They went to all 3 of them, they all denied having them. And he said, now somebody's brought those eggs here. Now, who is it? They wouldn't answer it even then. He said, was it you? Yes, sir. You? They all three answered yes, sir, that time. Well, I was laying there. I wasn't asleep, but I wasn't moving. I was just listening. And he said, I'll have you on a report in the morning, all three of you. Well, it turned out that when he hit the commanding officer next morning, why, he put him on guard duty guarding the kitchen.
Oh, did he?
They'd serve their day shift, and then they'd go on guard duty all night.
At the kitchen.
Huh? I'll tell you, for about a week.
Mm.
I'll tell you, they were pretty well pooped out guys when that week was in.
Makes for a long one.
Kind of comical to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, those Japanese, they meet them, they'd always bow and smile. And
yeah.
They were stinkers.
At least during the war, huh?
Well, so long.
Is that it?
Been good to know you.
There we go.